Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
You saw it last night. I said I thought he'd have been the guy you trashed. I'm sure if you were doing trash talk today, it would have been Nathaniel Hackett. Now, Rob, everybody by this point probably knows there's a minute left. The Broncos, Hackett coaches the Broncos, are marching, and they're trying to get in field goal range. And with a minute left, they're facing 4th and 5 from the Seahawks 46-yard line. And they, rather than call a timeout right there and discuss what do we want to do, which I think should have been go for it on 4th and 5, Russell Wilson had been very good in the short passing game. He had been very good on third down. He threw for 340 yards, 199 of them on third down. 12 for 14 in the on third downs. He was starting to cook, if you will. And instead of that, they not only go for the 64-yard field goal, and I'll get to that, Rob, but they let 40 seconds run off the clock and then call a timeout with 20 seconds left as if they doing something. As if, oh, we'll show them. We're not going to leave enough time on the clock for them to get the kickoff and get in field goal position. So, Rob, he kicks a 64-yarder. Brandon McManus, who has a foot, they say. He does have a foot on him. But he missed it wide left. And, Rob, just let me point this out, and then you can tee off, which I'm sure you will. There have only been two field goals in the 103-year history of the NFL that have been 64 yards or more. Well, the record, of course, Justin Turner, Baltimore, 66 yards, right? That was in a dome.
That was against the Lions. I was at the game.
There you go.
Right?
That was in
a
dome.
Years ago.
Yeah. Why? Was it the Lions or the Vikings?
Which one was the Lions? Well, maybe
I thought it was
one.
The Vikings, but regardless, it was in a dome.
Right.
And then the other one that was 64 yards was in Denver, where the air is thin, Mile High Stadium, so you know you can kick further there. And so there's never, Rob, what they were banking on, rather than let Russell Wilson go for it on 4th and 5. And by the way, Denver was averaging 7 yards per play. Oh, just throwing that out there. Rather than go for it on 4th and 5, they banked on a guy doing what has never been done.
And Chris, let me just clarify. It was week 3.
Was it the Lions?
In Detroit, yeah, because I was at that game. That was the one they lost.
So Ford Field was the
It was a dome.
Was it closed?
Yeah, it's a dome, yep.
Closed. You can open it up, right?
No.
It doesn't open up the roof?
No. Not in Detroit. So it's a dome stadium. And Justin Tucker for the Ravens kicked the 66-yard field goal. I'll never forget. I saw it live. So I hear you. All your points are perfect, Chris. And I don't know about you, but if I was writing a column for the Denver Post, Chris, last night, Nathaniel Hackett would have a new name in Rob Parker's column. Nathaniel can't hack it because he didn't know what he was doing. Chris, that was an awful game one for a head coach. I would be terrified. And here's the worst part, Chris. Dumb decision. We know that. Russell Wilson, you went out, you gave him $250 million. Everybody said Denver has everything but a great quarterback. That's all they need, and they'll win a championship.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
And, Chris, in that division, you can't give up games like that because that can come back to haunt you because the division is so tough. We'll look back on week 1. And maybe that's the game, Chris, that hurts them, keeps them out of the playoffs.
Yeah, it could.
And you'll remember, how did you let Geno Smith, especially your defense, shut him out in the second half, Chris? The game is there for the taking.
Why did you let him do what he did in the first half? Defensively in the second half, they were legit.
But they were back to normal. They got a good defense. But
first
you can't
half was
waste
a joke.
It, Chris. You can't waste that. And Nathaniel can't hack it. He blew it.
I thought you were going to say Nathaniel Hack, but I like Nathaniel can't hack it. Rob, and here's the – I won't say the worst part because the worst part is what we just talked about, right, that last sequence. But, Rob, I'm watching the whole game, and I'm scratching my head.
Oh,
decision after decision,
yes,
right?
I agree.
First of all, they had 12 penalties, all right? 2 of them, delay of games. Now, you could put some of that maybe on Wilson. But, Rob, guess how many delay of games they had last year in the full 17-game season?
4.
2!
Oh, wow.
They already equaled their number in the first game.
That's bad.
And then, Rob, why? Look, I haven't played competitive football since high school. But I know I'm not running shotgun from the goal line. I take away my quarterback sneak. Even if I'm not going to do the quarterback sneak, the defense doesn't know that.
No, you can't.
So they
got to
be
You're
more punched
back.
Into the interior.
Yes.
No,
yes.
You can't. Definitely can't with a shotgun. But if I'm under center, that the defense is like, okay,
they gotta
he's got
respect
the op, they
that
might
I might
sneak.
Go in.
Right. And they ran a shotgun. And I'm just like, you also don't pitch it from the shotgun generally. So they took away that option, which is a great goal line play. It was, Rob, and I I'm not going to sit here and act like I was a student of Nathaniel Hackett. Like I knew all the ins and outs about him. But judging from the fact that he had been the offensive coordinator for 3 years at Green Bay under Matt LaFleur, these 3 years where they won 13 games, I figured, hey, good hire. Now I'm not so sure. I mean, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, Rob, by even saying not so sure. Come on.
No. Game one in his coaching debut was as dubious and bad, Chris, as you could have. I'm serious. Like,
right.
People
no, you're
scratching
right.
their head. They didn't know his name before yesterday. They know his name now, yep. and it ain't in a good way. That's yep. the problem.
Yep. No, it was a bad situation. And look, Russ wasn't spectacular. He was good, right? He was good. He was certainly good enough to win that game. And the coach, it shouldn't have even come down to the final kick. It really shouldn't have. But he blew it for sure on that one.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's go to the NBA, take a break from football. You remember a few years ago, ESPN.com put out a story alleging racist and misogynistic behavior within the workplace and a toxic work environment in Phoenix under the ownership of Robert Sarver. Now, the NBA had an investigation, an independent investigation that was carried out by a law firm, and they came back with their findings and their ruling today, came out today. And Robert Sarver has been suspended for a year, meaning he can't take place, can't participate in any NBA or Phoenix Suns related activities, privately or publicly. And he was fined $10 million. Remember, he is an owner of an NBA team, so he got a lot of money. But $10 million is actually, Rob, the same punishment that Daniel Snyder got down in Washington. Obviously, two different leagues, but it's still the same punishment. The $10 million is the most that they could fine him under the collective bargaining agreement. Rob, you have any issues with this?
I do. I think the NBA went way soft on this. I really do, Chris. If I'm Donald Sterling, I'm picking up the phone and calling my attorney, and I want my team back. And I just, what did they do to me?
I think he died. Didn't he die?
Did he die?
I think so.
Rob G, I don't know. Why did I not remember him dying? Did he?
Oh, he's alive? Okay.
Yeah, maybe, Chris, yeah. Wait,
I just haven't seen him in the NBA. Wait, no. Oh, his son. Okay.
What?
Yeah, he's not dead. Okay, his son is dead. Son of Clippers owner Donald Sterling.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, I don't remember that story at all.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. I just think, obviously, we heard the tape in Donald Sterling. Obviously, the players, Chris, apply pressure to the commissioner because they threatened not to play playoff games, and I think that sped up the process. That put it in front of.
Yeah, that happened quickly. Yeah.
Right. That happened. Ace. And we heard him on the tape. And in this situation here in Phoenix, Chris, this guy was an equal opportunity bad guy against all kinds of people, black people, women, you know, just like bad behavior and a workplace that sounds like it was absolutely awful. Yet a $10 million fine to a guy who's that rich just doesn't, you know, I think that's a soft penalty.
Right.
And not a big deal at all, to be honest. And if you're going to take Donald Sterling's team away, and I'm not making any, Chris, you know I'm not backing Donald Sterling at all, okay?
Right,
that's not
right,
my point.
Right.
I want the leagues to be consistent. And if you're going to do the Black Lives Matter and you're for social justice and change and all that, then this situation comes and you have enough people. This is not hearsay. It's an independent investigation. We know, Chris, wasn't it Earl Lloyd? Earl Watkins.
Former Watson. Yep.
Who
he
was
on the record.
On the record. We got names of people who we know and respect and who were on the record of some of these incidents and situations. So this is not just hearsay and we don't know what happened and we don't trust the people who have made these accusations or whatnot. So I'm disappointed in the NBA to not put it to a vote to the other owners. To just go with, I guess they went, obviously you just said it, the highest that they could fine him legally as far as their bylaws, right, for ownership. So they took it to the max there. But yep. This doesn't make me feel good at all or make me feel, how can this guy, after a year, come back and sit courtside? What player is going to come over and kibitz with the owner or give him a high five or bring his wife and kids around the guy and say, hey, here's the owner. You know, he's a great – like, how does that happen after a year?
Well,
those are the issues that I have. I'm just I think the NBA went soft.
If their findings and I'll read some of their findings to you from their statement, the NBA, if this is – I mean, this is an independent firm – then I'm okay with what they did. Here's what they said they found, the key findings. Robert Sarver, on at least five occasions during his tenure with the Suns Mercury organization, repeated the N-word when recounting the statements of others. So he was telling a story, oh, so-and-so said this, and he used the N-word. And I will say this, Rob, that bothers me, obviously. I will say this. Most, I don't know for sure, I can't read people's minds. But when white people tell a story they heard or sing a rap song and the N-word lyrics just blatantly, I feel like they try to use the excuse of I'm telling a story or I'm just singing the lyrics. But I think they're getting, for some reason, they enjoy saying that word if they use it as an excuse like that. So that's my view on it. But here's the other thing. Engaged in instances of inequitable conduct toward female employees, made many sex-related comments in the workplace, inappropriate comments about the physical appearance of female employees and other women, and on several occasions engaged in inappropriate physical conduct toward male employees, whatever that may have been.
What is that? Yeah, that's the one I would.
I don't know.
Who is he touching?
What that could be, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like what?
Now he was not found to have engaged in quote unquote sexual harassment, or certainly not assault. And here's the other thing. Mr. Sarver engaged in demeaning and harsh treatment of employees, including yelling and cursing at them. They say they don't have, they make this statement that they didn't believe his, let me find it here, workplace, here it is. The investigation made no finding that Mr. Sarver's workplace misconduct was motivated by racial or gender-based animus. It was just they look point out, their efforts for diversity, inclusion, equity. Now this doesn't mean anything. I mean, Donald Sterling had Elgin Baylor as his GM for a long time.
For 25 years,
Chris.
And
Doc Rivers was his coach. Yeah. But they do have Monty Williams as a coach, African-American, James Jones, African-American GM. But those are the findings from the league. And to me, this differs from Donald Sterling in that Donald Sterling was on tape saying, well, let's just give this last thing, Rob. They also found this was over an 18-year period since Sarver took ownership. And they found most of the people to engage in this stuff, because they said there were many people that engaged in this type of behavior or environment that are, most of them are no longer with the organization. And they say that, like I said, most of them are not with the organization anymore. And their human resources department has changed and a lot of other things have changed. So they're in the last year or so, they've, tried to really right these wrongs, and they're going to continue to do that under the guise of the NBA's watchful eye. But Sterling was on tape saying he didn't want black people at the games. He was talking about he was talking to his girlfriend saying, why do you, like, berating her for associating with black people? And mad that she brought Magic Johnson to the games. He also, over the many years, had been accused. He'd been sued for discriminatory practices in a lot of the rental properties he owned. So I see it different. I don't see Sarver. The thing that upsets me the most is the N-word and all that, saying it, telling a story, whatever. But I think from the findings, I'm okay with it. And I think, look, is he going to change? I don't know, racist, whatever. But is he going to change his heart? I don't know. But I bet you he changes and the organization changes its behavior.
See,
that's what I want. I want a work environment where the behavior is not toxic like that, racial like that, misogynistic like that. And I think that's what you're going to get going forward with the Suns.
here's my issue. If Chris Paul and Devin Booker said, no, we're not playing for this dude, no, we're not having it, he would be gone. And nobody would bat an eye. And this is what I'm saying. Like the NBA, they got fake muscles. The only muscles they have will come from the players. That's why Donald Sterling have been an owner for a gazillion years. Those lawsuits are from the 70s and 80s. David Stern knew it. Everybody knew it. He was money bags for the league. The people don't notice about Donald Sterling. When the NBA didn't have all the money it has now, Chris, owners used to go to Donald Sterling and borrow money for their payroll, for whatever they were doing, because he had the money. So that's why nobody ever bothered Donald Sterling. Am I right or wrong on that?
He used to brag about making money every year, even when his team wasn't making the playoffs, because his payroll was so low, his facilities were so horrible.
And nobody bothered him. Did they ever bother him in the NBA? No. Nobody. And it wasn't until the players stood up and said, we're going to stop this playoff train any minute now if this guy's still an owner. And he was gone. And in the case in Phoenix, Chris, if the findings were, well, they've done this and they're not that, then why a fine or suspension if these things have been cleaned up?
Well, the environment wasn't toxic and has some racial incidents and misogyny. But it's saying, there's degrees to everything.
Yeah, but I think the NBA should expect better. That league, which has been has taken steps, Chris, about equality and different things, and we've even seen it with when Kobe called an official a gay slur. He was fine. Like the league is very conscious of how words are used. And different things. So I give them credit for that. They don't act like, oh, it's Kobe, just let it go or whatever. No, they find Kobe, right?
Right.
When he used a gay slur against official. Who is it, the kid in Minnesota now? Edwards just had a video. Chris, did you see that story?
Anthony Edwards.
Right. He'll be fine on that as well. He took it down off Instagram, but he's the same thing. He had a gay slur, a comment about video of some people who were standing outside of his car or whatever it is. But my point is, I just thought the NBA could have done more. This is a long-standing. We had some big-time people step up on the record, talk about the environment. They should expect more from their owners. If you want the players to act a certain way and hold that, the NFL uses that term, Chris, protect the shield that we always hear. I think it should go for both ways. If you're going to hold players accountable, hold these owners, and we want people who are not going to do these things.
A player wouldn't be kicked out of the league.
No, I'm not saying they're kicked out of the league, but I'm saying the Donald Sterling thing to me, if I'm Donald Sterling, and I had this one situation where my side piece recorded a private conversation, right? And you just said it before. He had a black coach. He had a black general manager for 25 years.
What he did, he's saying – basically, he don't want his girlfriend associating with black people.
Well,
that's different than what Sarver did. Not that I'm not justifying what Sarver did, but I'm saying to me there's degrees. Saying why are you hanging around with black people, even though wasn't she biracial? Black.
He was crazy.
And
on
then,
that.
Like I said, discriminatory practices in his. Now you're right. The NBA they let that go for. Decades.
For 20 years, right.
But
years.
He had a pattern, a decades-long history of this type of behavior. And I'm going to be honest, Rob. You talk about sex-related comments in the workplace. Inappropriate comments about the physical appearance of female employees. Let's just keep it real, man. And I'm not justifying it. I'm saying this is good. There's a new standard. But this happens all the time. Every environment you're in, this happens. It might not be on an official call or something, but let's not act like men don't make comments like this about women all the time. Rob, you and I have been, we've had a female make comments like that about us. You know what I'm talking about?
No, what?
Okay, really? Well, I'll tell you off the air. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
But this, now, I'm not justifying, and you know me, I don't do that stuff. I don't make comments like that. But this is, they're setting a new standard. Because this has been how it's happened. How stuff, you know, guys, boys will be boys. And I'm not talking about what Donald Trump did, grabbing somebody. I'm just talking about inappropriate comments that could make a woman feel uncomfortable. So this is a new standard. And it's like, all right, from now on, that's not going to be tolerated.
Yeah, but that standard, that standard to me, if I'm an owner, that $10 million doesn't scare anybody. That guy's worth...
No, well, that's fine. I mean, I do wish they could have fined him more. I agree with that. I just don't think he needed to lose the team.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rob, let's go to baseball, your favorite sport, and yes. CC Sabathia, who you know well. I saw him about a month or so ago and talked to him. I actually talked to him about Ohtani, too.
Yep.
But he said something I'm sure is very controversial on MLB Network recently. Here he is.
You got to give him the MVP. The guys, he's
so you're going Shohei over Judge.
I am.
Well, if he won it last year, he's arguably having a
better
year.
He's better than last year.
And
I understand everything that Judge is doing. I think it's going to be incredible to watch him, you know, chase down 61 in the Yankees uniform. And if it wasn't for him, they would probably not even be in the playoff picture. But this guy is literally the best player that we've ever seen.
Yeah, and like, I think we take him for granted because he won MVP last year. We see what
he does. You're like, oh no, oh, he don't need to win MVP. Yes, he does.
All right, CeCe couldn't be more wrong. Sorry, he couldn't be more wrong, Chris. He even said it. If Aaron Judge with the Yankees, they wouldn't even be in a playoff conversation. That's the MVP. That's what makes him special. I'm sorry. The best player we've ever seen batting 265 lifetime. I don't want to sit here and undress Ohtani and act like he's a bum, Chris, okay? I'm not. What we're seeing, we haven't seen. Because most people weren't around to see Babe Ruth play, okay? So we haven't seen it.
And remember, Babe didn't even do the win 10 games.
Right. But I mean, was, you know, nobody else has been doing this since then. You know what I'm saying? That's the Babe Ruth reference. Not that Babe had nearly the success on the mound that Ohtani's had.
He kind of did it separately.
Right.
When he was pitching, he was great. And then he became
the Sultan of SWAT. My point, though, Chris, is Ohtani hasn't played in a meaningful game in a couple of years. It's easy, and I'm not saying easy to hit, but Chris, when the game's not on the line, you can get your at-bats in, you can do what you want, you could take chances on pitches. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're in a big game and they need
you. But do you think they're thinking that?
No, I just know the approach, sure. The approach.
I don't think you go out there, if your team is bad, I still don't think you're going out there thinking, I can just swing away. You're still
You have a different approach because if you're a judge or you're in somebody who's in a close game, this might not be the moment I could just swing for the fence. I need to make contact. I need to put the ball in play. That's not the case.
Well, but with nowadays, the is that how much of I hear you because it's just a matter of wins and losses. If they lose, it's not a big deal anymore to the Angels. And I know they want to go out there and win. I hear you, but I still think an individual's approach. I mean, how many guys? How I know dudes still do sacrifice lives.
There's no pressure. There's no pressure at bats. You're 40 games under .500. There's no pressure at bats.
So what do you do with Mike Trout? And I'm not talking about now that he's, you know, hit 7 homers in 7 straight games. But, Rob, we know that, you know, a couple years ago, some people were saying he might be the best we've ever seen.
It's amazing how they went from that. Right, he's been to playoffs once. It's amazing, right? Now Ohtani, people are saying he is. I think this is just prisoner of the moment, Chris. His body of work isn't long enough to say he's the best player. I know a lot of people will want to still vote for him because he does two things, and I don't think it's fair. I really don't. I think Aaron Judge has carried the Yankees all year long, in and out, even when they were struggling. And here's the other part of Ohtani, if you want to talk about him being MVP. When his manager got fired, Chris, they lost 14 games in a row with Ohtani playing. He was pitching every fifth day. He was playing, you know, batting 4 out of 5 days or whatever it was. He couldn't get them a win. He couldn't, like, there was a point in the season that could have saved the manager, could have saved the season, and it didn't happen. I don't think he's MVP this year. Well, that doesn't mean not one of the best players in the league, but it would be a travesty. This sounds like when all the people were trying to talk people out of giving Miguel Cabrera the MVP of the American League when he won the Triple Crown, and they wanted to give it to Trout, and his team didn't make the playoffs. It didn't happen, Chris, because Miguel Cabrera won the MVP that year, but I was fighting off the pocket pencil protectors or whatever they call those
pencil
cats.
Pencil pushers.
You know what I mean.
Pencil pushers. Hey, yeah, look, I hear you, and I think I would vote for Judge if I were a voter. The thing I'm more interested in CeCe saying is that Ohtani's the best we've ever seen.
Right.
And I agree with you in that it's way too early. I mean, you got to do it much longer than he's done it. But I do think, Rob, like, you know, I've said it, and it's just, you know, I think you agree. In baseball, man, the winning, one player. Now, what if Judge, you switch Judge and Ohtani? You think the Angels are much better? I think the Yankees are still basically what they are.
Yeah, I'm not so sure because, you know, when Stanton went down, they struggled offensively. Judge was the only guy who held it together to keep them from totally collapsing, if you remember.
That was just a stretch, though.
Right. But I'm saying, I'm not – Ohtani, as if we took Ohtani separately, Chris, separately.
Just in a vacuum, away from
okay,
winning,
no,
you mean?
I mean, no. I'm talking about –
Oh, as a
him as a pitcher,
a pitcher
and him okay. as a hitter. He's not the best either and either one.
Agreed.
He's not the
Agreed.
Best pitcher and he's not the best right. hitter.
Agreed.
That's why he can't be the best player. He's not even the best hitter if you were to look at him just as a hitter, Chris. And he would be a third starter
but
on a
what
lot
if
of
he,
teams.
What if he only hit? Who was be, it the other day? Somebody, Rob G, who was it? Somebody said the other day, if he just pitched... Or if he just hit, he would be ridiculous. Who? No, there was a quote somebody said.
I disagree.
I don't know.
I disagree. I don't think he would. I think if he...
You don't think he'd be any better as a hitter if he just focused on hitting?
I'm not so sure he's going to go from a 265. He's been in the league for a few years, Chris. 265. He batted 190 one year, the 2020, when they only played 60 games. Yeah, I'm just saying... Yeah. Let's not make it like he's been batting 320 like when Ichiro came from Japan. Go look at his numbers
when
he came.
Yeah, but guys don't – I mean, you know it's a different approach now for guys.
Judge
I don't
is hitting over,
agree
Judge
with
is
it,
hitting
but,
over 300 now. I'm
right.
Judge is 6 points batting average-wise, 6 or 7 points away from the Triple Crown. He leads in RBIs, he leads in home runs, and he's 6 points, points in batting average behind the leader in the American League.
There's no doubt that Judge is a better hitter. But Judge ain't pitching. That's CC's argument. And again, he goes too far to say he's the best we've ever seen because he's only done it for a few years. But, I mean, if you had a guy, Rob, let's say Micah Parsons, we know how good he is, right? Let's say he was a running back and could run for 1,100 yards. He's not the best in the league, not top five in rushing, but he's going to give you 1,100 yards rushing. Would it be fair to say he's the best player in the league? Even though he's not the best defender or the best runner, but he's really good at both.
I get because he's a dual threat, he gets extra points, and people are going to say, well, because he's impacting both. I get that, even with Ohtani. But I'm sorry. Being in a last place team where your season was over in May and getting up to the plate, it's like, you know, and just taking your rips and going out there, you're playing pressureless. There's no big at bats. There are no big games. I think that you have to factor in. It's the biggest difference between just going out and playing. And if you're that talented, Chris, with no pressure, you can perform because you're good. And there is no pressure to win that game. There is no pressure to knock in that run with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. If they lose, they lose. And it ain't no big deal. Ain't nobody coming to your locker and asking you why you've lost 8 games in a row. That's all they do is lose every night. So I'm not buying it. As much as I respect what Ohtani's done, he's not the best player we've ever seen. He's not
well,
the best hitter. And he's not the best pitcher. Okay,
but
he's
again,
not.
I don't think CC would say it was the. I don't think anybody would say he's the best pitcher or best hitter in the league. But when you combine both, and I think, look, if that's going to be your judgment, then I mean, Tony Gwynn made it to the playoffs 3 times. Rod Carew made it to the playoffs 4 times. Like, I don't know, Ken Griffey. How much were they? They made it a few times when he was in Seattle. Ken Griffey Jr.
Tony Gwynn won like 8 batting titles. Like, well,
right. He didn't pitch. He was a better hitter than Ohtani. But you're not factoring in the pitching, which is what CC say. And I agree with you. He's not the best ever. But, Rob, if he does what – let's say he does what he's doing for the next, you know, roughly for the next 15, 18 years. You know, I mean, that's his career and he generally does this. You don't think there's going to be an argument that he was the best player we ever saw?
Can I tell you this? I guarantee you, Chris, he will pick one of the two in the next couple of years. He will not do both. Watch.
Why?
He will, because I just don't think that you could sustain it. And especially if you're going to be, if you could be an ace instead of a third starter, which he is, if you could be the best hitter instead of being a 265 hitter who has some great power, but you aren't, like, why would you diminish? You're diminishing. You could be, he could be the best hitter in the league, Chris. Or if he's that good on the mound, he could be Jacob DeGrom,
well,
or an ace.
He's pretty good, and he's pitching pretty well. His ERA is really low.
But that would put you, if you're a true ace, and that would give your team a better chance to win if you're on the mound every fifth day and that's your focus. Or if you're going to be a hitter every day. I don't believe that playing both ultimately is going to help a team win. He needs to probably at some point.
Well, now that's a good question. That's a good question. To the point we were talking about earlier, Ken Griffey Jr., Rob, all those years in Seattle when he was probably the best player in the league, made the playoffs twice.
Chris, but the difference is Ken Griffey Jr. has how many home runs? He has magic numbers.
He won four home run titles, but he wasn't pitching. Look, I'm not trying to argue that Ohtani's better than these guys. I guess I'm kind of arguing against the notion that because his team isn't winning, he's not as great.
I don't think
that works in baseball.
I think winning matters, and I think playing in games that matter. I think there are
Did you feel that way about Ken Griffey Jr. when he was in Seattle? He only made the playoffs twice.
No, but he has other numbers, Chris, that put him on that plateau. No, he's not even close to those numbers.
He's doing both.
No, I'm just, Chris.
Come on, man. You selling the dude short.
No, I'm not. I just don't think he's the greatest player. I think CeCe's wrong.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.